Blog Talk Radio.
Joined by my former co-host, the Peach Machine. What's going on, asshole?
I'm sorry. What show are we on? What show are we on, Ed? I don't come
on. I have no fucking clue anymore. I don't know what show we're on. I don't know who the fuck are my co-hosts anymore. I just know I'm doing a show.
I am on the Drunk Cast, the original show, the original F4W ball busting duo of Ed and the Peach Machine. That's what you're getting tonight, folks. And let me tell you, this is a special day, a very special day. History was made. Only a few hours ago, Ed, on my couch, you should have been here, as I single-handedly annihilated Jeopardy. I nailed Double Jeopardy and the other Double Jeopardy. I missed this third one, but then I nailed Final Jeopardy. It was immaculate. Yes, it doesn't get any better than this.
God, you have no fucking life.
What the fuck did you do?
Today, what did I do? I was doing shit that was productive. I was contacting Texas State Brazil and setting up the F4W Wrestling Observer WrestleMania Empire dinner, and then pretty much set up the bus. I just got to find out what my exact total is on Monday when they figure out the credit they owe me for the mishap that happened last year with the other bus. And
I'm sorry.
Got a stone.
You chose the
high.
Same bus company?
Well, they're giving me somewhat of a little discount, so yeah.
Fair enough.
Besides,
right, yeah.
Our bus worked. Did we have a problem with our bus at all?
No, that's because we were on it.
Yeah. The other bus just had dumbasses like Brian Alvarez and Des Walker and people like that on the bus that caused us to have all kinds of problems. So I don't blame the bus. I blame the idiots that were on the bus. Oh, yeah, the bus driver was a fucking idiot, too, but...
That was also
a
big part of the problem.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so tell us about your arrangements so that we can... explain to the Empire how awesome it's going to be to come down to WrestleMania.
Well, there's not much to tell. We're having dinner at Texas Day Brazil on Friday, March 31st at 5 o'clock. And Texas Day Brazil is on International Drive, which is basically the same street where WrestleCon and everything else is pretty much on. So it should all work out. And dinner is $68. But that's all you can eat, meat, salad bar, and then sodas and dessert. And well worth it because it's a lot of high-class food and should be awesome. The bus will be leaving from the Empire Hotel, which I don't have the information in front of me, going to WrestleMania and back. And it's only it should be just one bus so I can be in total control and know everything that's going on. So that is $60. And like I say, I'll have the final details for the bus on Monday, and then we can go from there. What?
So it's going to be one bus no matter what?
Unless there's, like, super high demand, which I think 1+ should be fine. I don't know if as many people
Dude.
Are going to this year as Texas.
Really? I think more people will go because it's Florida. Texas sucks. No offense.
Orlando sucks. You don't even like it. You always find, I don't want to go to Orlando.
That's true. That's true. I've bitched about it more than anybody. But I much prefer the climate in Florida than Texas.
And if I have to get
but
a second
I
bus,
there,
I'm getting
so.
Like a... If I have to get a second bus, I'm getting like a bull rope like Dusty Rhodes used to use, and I'm going to tie them to the two buses together so there's no separation. And
there you go.
Somehow I'm going to make sure that nothing, nobody fucks up here.
All right, here's a little problem I do want to cut. Just go. Just people are going to you know people are going to bitch about the price of the dinner. So all you people are going to bitch. Shut the fuck up, right? How much would you spend on a meal? Okay, you spend like $40 a day on food, probably. All right, this is not even double that. So relax, it's one meal, and it's gonna be awesome, and it's a great time. So just freaking bite the bullet and spend $70 on food. I know it's ridiculous, but
yeah. And if you're gonna bitch that, oh, it's when kind of when Evolve's on. Well, you're a dummy if you choose indie wrestling over food. Or I have tickets to ref. You might not even be seeing half the people on that show because the WWE might totally implode all the English shows that are going to be that weekend. So if you got tickets for something, get rid of them. Come to the dinner; it'll be worth it.
Yeah, yeah, and then go to WrestleMania and get on the bus. It's just, I mean, whatever. That it. So what? Even with the disaster that happened, the other bus was what, 15 minutes late? It's not a big deal at all.
They got there right after we did, so I mean, it's not that big of a problem. They just had to walk a mile.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Yeah.
After sitting for 8 hours, yeah, you got to walk a little bit. What day are you getting down there?
Thursday morning sometime. And then leaving Monday, I'm not staying for Raw. Raw sucked last year, so I don't want to risk it.
Yeah, I would. I just wouldn't want to watch three more hours of WWE.
Yeah. The sign is to get there, drop the shit off at the hotel, and then go hang out at Universal that day.
Oh, cool. Did you say Thursday?
Yeah.
I got my room booked with Scott, so I'm all set.
Yeah, well, you already told me you're staying with me, so you can have your own room, but you're still paying half of mine.
No, you know you were just gonna have Leva Bates crash there anyway, and then I would have been the one like laying on the floor.
She lives in Orlando. She has her own apartment there.
Oh well.
But
good.
Speaking of Leva Bates, I have stories to tell that involve Leva Bates this week's
Let
show.
Me hear it.
Okay. Well, actually, I want to cover like this because I went to a couple indie shows this past weekend, so I kind of wanted to talk about those.
Okay.
But if there's anything else you want to talk about before we could get that out of the way already.
Something comes up, I'll let you know.
Yeah,
oh,
I did want to say,
coming up. On HalfGuarded.com, we are proud to bring to you the newest, hottest free agent writer, Stevie J. He's going to be writing columns, opinion pieces, whatever the fuck he wants on HalfGuarded.com. And not only that, we are the only site that is going to bring to you Nazi Week. That's right. You heard it. We're going to bring you 7 days of the Fuhrer. I'm not sure. We haven't set the date in stone, but we'll let you know.
I'll know not to go on that the website on that week. I want to.
No,
I got this goofy ass nerd. Well, he's not my supervisor, but the supervisor at UPS. He's okay. His name's Neil, but he's fucking a goofball. And he's trying to grow a mustache, but he's one of these guys who can't really grow a mustache. So basically, he's walking around with a Hitler stash. And I'm like, man, fucking see that shit off. Dude, people are going to start fucking see howling your ass.
Yeah. That's still, like, not really cool like to have. Like Michael Jordan was the only one who could pull it off because he was just that ultra fucking mega radical. You know, MJ, man, he flew. He flew before LeBron.
Yeah, he was okay. He was no Kawhi Leonard, but he's okay.
So tell me about these indie shows.
All right. Well, have you heard of this Wrestle Circus?
Of course. I work for the Wrestling Observer.
Okay. They could probably get your boy on the show, too, whenever he's ready to start working.
Yeah. He'll let you know.
Yeah, he needs to get back in shape for not being able to work out for a month, a couple months.
Oh, speaking of working out, you can soon look forward to my T-shirt on prowrestlingtees.com/Viggity. I'm going to re-release my Team Viggity T-shirt and sell them up there. So,
dude,
enjoy.
Nothing in Pro Wrestling Tees is going to stoop so low to sell your crappy-ass pink shirt.
Sure they will, dude. They don't give a shit. I move units. Big ones. I mean, what?
Whatever. They're gonna have a whole warehouse full of these shirts. They're gonna send them to Africa for the poor children to wear, like USA for Africa did.
No, see, that's the beauty of Pro Wrestling Tees. They only print what is ordered, so they don't make any unless they're ordered. So they don't care.
So
they'll let me have my shirt option up there. If anyone buys it, they'll print it.
I guess your mom would probably buy one.
Exactly. They just made $350. Why the fuck not?
But anyway, fuck you and your stupid shirt.
Okay.
Let's talk about something really cool.
Okay.
So anyway,
let's talk about you.
This Wrestle Circus. Yeah, me. I'm super cool. This Wrestle Circus is a new group. They just had their fifth show. They do about 550 as far as like attendance. And they fly in like jingles and jingles of fucking talent. On one show, you're going to see people from Lucha Underground, ROH, TNA, New Japan, fucking just everywhere and shit. So it's kind of hard to see how they're making money. But apparently money's no problem for the promoter and his wife, so I'm all for them spending as much money as possible on these shows. And shit.
I love that kind of shit. I love that philanthropic. Dude's got a ton of money, you know, he wants to promote wrestling just because he loves it. What an awesome thing to do as a person. That dude's a great human being.
Yeah, yeah, and he books pretty much Leva Bates on every show, so he's a double superhuman being, so.
There you go.
Anyway, so I went to Austin for the show, and I'm going to try and run down the show. I'm looking at the card, the poster from before the show, which got changed a lot because of either injuries or somebody just didn't even want to go to the show. But anyway, opening match, technical wrestling classic, Jarvis Cottonbelly versus Space Monkey.
Was that
Have you ever heard of this? No, that was the match. Jarvis Cottonbelly versus the Space Monkey.
In a technical classic?
Kinda.
Oh, I thought you were ironically saying that because it sounded like Jarvis Cottonbelly sounds like a big fat slob, and the other guy sounds like a luchador. So I was like, oh, he was just fucking with me. It wasn't a technical classic. Oh.
Well, Jarvis Cottonbelly actually is not fat. He's actually a gentleman with fur for his belly. He's like a Chikara guy. And then Space Monkey is a dude in a monkey costume in a NASA costume.
Delivers on what it promises.
Yeah, and then pretty much all the matches people were throwing streamers in. Not as many as like in Japan where people would chunk streamers, but when he introduced the Space Monkey, about a dozen people chunked bananas into the ring. So besides getting a payday, he's got a couple meals worth of food coming his way. So anyway, they had a little comedy match that featured Space Monkey picking fleas out of Jarvis Cottonbelly's stomach and eating them and stuff like that. It was a little match, but it was all right. Then we had a tag team match featuring Aaron Solo, who is a Landstorm student, and also apparently Bailey's fiance. So he's pretty much set up for a long time as long as he doesn't fuck up. And his tag team partner, who is a local guy, Ricky Starks, who Ricky Starks should be he should be a star somewhere. This dude's actually got the total package. He's got charisma, he's got the looks, he's got a great body, and hopefully Wrestle Circus will help elevate him. And they wrestled the Laredo Kid, who's somewhat of a famous luchador, and then Rey Fénix, who is Fénix from Lucha Underground. And they had a pretty awesome match. And after the match was over, I don't know if you know this, but in Lucha, if the fans really like the match, they throw money into the ring. They were chunking fives and ones and tens into the ring for Rey Fénix, who I'm sure is very happy because a Tesla just crashed, so he got like a double payday in his payday and the cash that they threw in the ring. So good for that dude. But that was a pretty good match. Then they had a big mean guy match between Moose from TNA, formerly of Ring of Honor, the big old black dude who can throw a pretty awesome drop kick, real athletic, and he wrestled Jeff Cobb, who's more known as Matanza.
Jeff Cobb, my man, that's my favorite wrestler.
Yeah, Matanza.
Yeah,
he's pretty good,
Moose,
but
too.
You know, yeah. Unfortunately, he was just Jeff Cobb and didn't have the mask on. But these dudes just went in there and clobbered each other and just had a big man match, big mean guy match, hoss battle, and just beat the shit out of each other. And Moose got the victory. I guess you know, TNA is not going to be happy if one of their new champions job on an indie show. So Matanza lost, and probably only he lost because he wasn't Matanza. I'm sure Matanza would have won, but Jeff Cobb just couldn't do the job.
Yep.
Yeah. Then they had like a big like five-way match that just totally got changed because let's see, Matt Cross, what the hell is his name on Lucha Underground? Son of Havoc. Son of Havoc was supposed to be in it, but unfortunately he was injured, so he just showed up to sign autographs. So he wasn't in it, but it was the champion. It's like their cruiserweight champion, but it's called the Sideshow Champion, and their champion is Scorpio Sky, the former Herald from anger management classes with Brian Danielson and Kane. And he wrestles Ethan Page is pretty good. Local guy Gregory James, another local guy Jordan Lee X, who's like the promoter's brother-in-law, so that's kind of why he has a job. And Willie Mack also from Lucha Underground is the fat black guy with a tick. And that was a cool match. Scorpio Sky Herald retained by Dirty Tactics, so he didn't learn anything in anger management classes.
Poor Scorpio.
Yeah. And then let's see here. This is actually a big international matchup. They had the Guerrillas of Destiny from the Bullet Club. I forgot what their real names are, but you know who I'm talking about, right? Tamatonga the other one. Basically, they're the Sons of Ming. And then Guerrillas of Destiny is a cool tag team name. It's an awesome name. But when you're the Sons of Ming, you should be called the Sons of Ming.
That is pretty
awesome. Does that sound better? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sons of Ming.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay, well, they wrestled the Killer Elite Squad from Suzuki Gun of Lance Hoyt and your buddy, Davey Boy Smith, Jr.
Awesome.
And this was, this was
my favorite wrestler.
Huh? Favorite wrestler?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this
Davey
was
Boy
this
Smith
was an
Jr.
awesome match. Yeah, this was an awesome match. Basically, it almost turned into like a fight, and Davey Boy and Lance Hoyt beat the living shit out of these dudes, and it was very fun. I mean, the Gorillas got in a lot of offense, and it was back and forth, but when they were taking a beating, they were taking a beating because fucking Lance and Davey Boy didn't seem to be in the best of moods and were fucking wanting to kill people, and they beat the shit out of these dudes. So Suzuki Gun defeated the Bullet Club. Like saying a good match. Then they have a couple guys that are kind of local Texas dudes. This dude Carson against what the fuck is the dude's name? I forget. Jack Dean. And they had a bull rope match, and it was all right. It's kind of probably the weakest match of the show. Then they had Sean Strickland, who is Killshot from Lucha Underground, and he wrestled a local guy named Sammy Guevara, who's a really talented kid and probably has a bright future in front of him because he's got all these moves. He's a fucking pretty boy. In fact, he's
Flippy.
Too much of a pretty boy. I can't stand him just for being a pretty boy, let alone that he's a fucking douchebag in real life. And, he needs to get over that before he's going to fucking fuck. He actually got blackballed for about a year here in Texas because he's such a douchebag. Like, he started with this one company here in San Antonio.
Okay.
And then he wrestled for another Austin company, and during the match, he just got the microphone and he cut a promo on RCW and quit. And then that kind of pissed off people. And then that RCW, they had this ring announcer. He was this fat little Mexican guy. And he called himself Aquaman. And he dressed like Aquaman. And he had like blonde hair. He was a short, fat, blonde-haired Mexican that would dress like Aquaman. And I'm not talking about Aquaman from Superman versus Batman. I'm talking about Aquaman from the cartoon with the gold top.
That's great.
And the pants. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
But unfortunately, he had diabetes and he died of complications from diabetes. So they set up like a Facebook page for his family so the RCW fans could like, you know, say nice things about him. Well, this dude, Sammy Guevara, went on there and trolled the guy's family. And shit.
Very cool.
Yeah, and he was such a dick about it that everyone got pissed off, and he got like blackballed for about a year before they started booking him again. And he supposedly has an attitude, but they actually had this insane fucking high flying match, just doing all kinds of shit. And then he actually got the win. And they do this gimmick because they always bring in guys for him to wrestle, and then he'll win. And then the guys that he wrestled will want to shake his hand and kind of put him over. And then he acts like he's going to shake their hand, and then he shoots them the finger. So Killshot tried to put him over. He's like, you're not the best. I've wrestled the best, but you're pretty good. He put out his fist, and he looked like he's going to give him a fist bump, and then he shot him the finger. And then they announced his opponent for the next show, which is Ricochet. So they showed a video for Ricochet. And that should actually be an awesome match between him and Ricochet. Then they had my favorite match of the night, which was a four-women's match, and it featured this local girl, Delilah Doom, who I watched when she first started, and she was horrible, dude. She fucking sucked. And she does this Rainbow Bright Richard Simmons gimmick. But luckily for her, over the past year, she's improved like leaps and bounds. Like, she's actually decent now. And she's over as fuck. And she wrestled Rachel Ellering, who's the daughter of Precious Paul Ellering, and she's about a year into the business, but she's actually phenomenal for her experience. And then Havoc, and the Havoc Dust Machine. And then the fourth one was my close personal friend, Leva Bates, who on these shows, Leva's been doing this gimmick where, like, they kind of, they'll do a poll, and whoever wins the poll is who she'll dress as. So, like, the first Wrestle Circus show she did, Broken Matt Hardy. So she was Broken Leva Bates and did an awesome imitation of Matt Hardy. Then the next show she was... I mean, yeah, she made, like, this top that looked exactly
why
like
was it
his
so
jacket.
Bad?
What do you mean bad?
You said an awful imitation of Broken Matt Hardy.
No, I didn't. I said awesome imitation of Matt Hardy.
Oh.
Thing ears, fool. She was awesome. She was better at being Broken Matt Hardy than Matt Hardy was. Then the next show, she was Chris Jericho, Y2J, and she had her list. And then she had Chris Jericho hair, like, from WCW, where it was all fucked up on top.
Yeah,
and
that
then,
was the best.
Yeah. And then the last show, she was Sasuke Nakamura, and she came out just like Sasuke and did his entire dance and entrance, and that was awesome. And this show, she was Leva the Cleaner Bates from the Bullet Club, and she came out with her broom and was doing the total Kenny Omega entrance from New Japan. And unlike the Kenny Omega Okada match that Dave Meltzer claims was 6 stars, but it really wasn't, this entrance was 7 stars. So forget Dave Meltzer and his star rating system. She totally blew the real Kenny Omega away. And they had an awesome match, and Rachel Ellering won, and that was pretty good. Then they had the main event, and the main event was supposed to be Michael Elgin against Ethan Carter III, and apparently Ethan just didn't want to show up, or he might be injured, I guess. So they had changed the match, so it was now Michael Elgin against Brian Cage from Lucha Underground, and they just beat the shit out of each other, and now Brian Cage is the Wrestle Circus champion and shit. So, good card. It was awesome. And then this one buddy of mine, his name is Jack Jameson. He's a Landstorm student, or was a Landstorm student. And when he was going to the school, Lance couldn't remember his name. And so he's a hairy Mexican, so Lance named him Eden San Antonio to remember his, to call him that because he couldn't remember his name. So I've gotten to know him because he wrestled in Austin a lot. So he was messaging me during the show, like, hey, what's the plans to go eat after? Let us know. I was like, all right, no problem. And then he's like, yeah, me and this other local wrestler, Steve O'Reno. And then he goes, also Masada wants to go eat. And you know who Masada is?
Masada Tanaka?
No, Masada. No. Masada from, all right, he's this famous.
No.
Hardcore wrestler from, like, I guess IWA Mid-South, CWZ, or whatever.
Oh,
and
I do know Masada, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah. So
he's a white guy, but right? He's a white guy, but he has a Japanese-sounding name, and he's a hardcore guy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, hardcore
okay,
guy.
Yeah.
And he uses skewers to skewer people and set people on fire. So I'm thinking to myself, is this safe? Do I really want to be having dinner with Masada? What if he decides
yeah.
to kill me or something? Unfortunately, he had some issues with his girlfriend, so he didn't end up making the dinner. But so we went and had sushi, me, Leva, and Havoc. And then my buddy Jack showed up and shit. So the next night on Sunday, there was another show in Austin, ACW, Anarchy Championship Wrestling. And no one knew about it, but that guy Jack was going to wrestle his friend Steve O'Reno. And then Leva Bates was going to make a surprise appearance and interfere in the match. Because her and that guy Jack used to be tag team partners a few years ago. But unfortunately, Steve O'Reno was involved in a little bit of a car wreck that night on the way to the sushi place. So, I mean, he's not like hurt or anything, but he just wasn't going to be able to make the show. So that guy Jack walks in. The first thing he says, hope you don't have a problem with this, but we're actually wrestling tomorrow. And then Leva's like, she's like, well, I'm kind of beat up, but yeah, that's fine. So and I talked about doing a match. So anyway, the next night, I go back to Austin for this ACW, and this place, dude, is at this dive bar, but it's an awesome dive bar called the Mohawk. And basically, the ring is outside. Like, you got the bar on the north side of it. And then on the east and west side, there's, like, these walls, and there's, like, staircases to a balcony that connects for a couple sides above the bar. And then on the far side, there's a stage. And so there's people on the stage, like, you know, there's a band there. So basically, it's like an enclosed area, but it's outside. And it was raining that day. And I had balcony seats. So when I'm walking up there, it starts pouring on me. So I go up to the balcony, and I'm like, at first I was the only one up there. And it's totally wet. The ring's totally fucking wet. And I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck am I in for tonight, dude? And this is one of those indie shows where they're, like, not paying people. So, like, I guess people are working for free. So there's, like, about 100 dudes on this fucking show. There's, like, so yeah. many elimination matches, so many tag team elimination
God
matches.
Damn. Kill me if I ever have to sit through one of those ever again.
Yeah, but there was this one dude, something, the American Viking William Rudolph or something. This dude was fucking like a cross between Bruiser Brody and Nard the Barbarian and a couple other people. I mean, just this big dude, and he had the super long blonde hair, and he's all fucking hairy chest. And on one leg, he's got like his shoe, and then he's got like some stuff covering his like his leg from his ankle to the top of his calf. And then on the other leg, he's got that same thing covering from his ankle to his calf, but he's barefoot on that foot for some reason. I don't know why. And he's about 6'4", 6'5", just big raw bone dude. And this dude is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time now. He was fucking incredible. he lost to Masada. But that dude was awesome. People should look up William Rudolph, I think is his name. But, yeah, that dude was awesome. But anyway, you know, they had all these matches, and then they break out the match with Jack Jameson against Leva. And like I say, I'm the only person that knew Leva was there, other than the promoters or whatever. So the guy Jack comes out, and he just turned heel. And what it was, that guy, he was going to wrestle Steve O'Reno. They're like best friends, and he turned on his best friend. And then they were going to have a match, and Leva was supposed to come and help Steve win. Steve couldn't be on the show, so Jack comes out. And he's got his, like, shirt on, and he's got his own beanie, and they're green and gold color. Just like, basically, if you just glance at it real quick and didn't see his name, you would think it's Green Bay Packer gear. And the Green Bay Packers just beat the Cowboys 5 minutes earlier, right? And we're in fucking Texas, right? So everybody's here is a Texas fan, I mean a Cowboys fan. So he comes out. And he starts cutting a promo, making it sound like he messed his car and caused the accident that kept him from being there. And then he starts talking shit about the Dallas Cowboys and how Green Bay was so much better, which got, like, tremendous heat because, like I say, the Cowboys just fucking lost, dude. You know, with, like, the end of regulation. So he's cutting a promo being a dick. Excuse me. So then Leva's music hits, and she comes out. And she's actually wearing, like, his same gear, too. But she starts talking about how he's being an asshole, turning on his friend, and that he's been harassing her on social media, and he's a fucking dickhead, and she's there to kick his ass, and that they're going to have the first ever ACW intergender I Quit match between a guy and a girl. So they start having this match, and it's actually an awesome match because they're doing a lot of hardcore shit and a lot of comedy and back and forth. And then they go fighting up the staircase to come up to the balcony. And then they get on the balcony and they're still fighting. And then they kind of come over by where I'm at. And the guy's beating up on Leva, and then he tells the referee, ask her. And then she's like, no. And well, the referee's asking her. The dude sneaks right in front of me. And, you know, I'm watching the match and it's not zeroing in on my head of what's happening here. So he gets right in front of me, And then the next thing I know, he just jumps to the side. And as he jumps to the side, I see Leva Bates come flying at me full speed, and Stinger splashed me into the balcony and knocked the shit out of me, and then continued fighting that guy Jack down the other staircase and back into the ring. So I got Stinger splashed by Leva Bates in the match, and fucking hit me hard, but it was like the greatest moment of my life. You know, I was like so fucking happy. So anyway, they go back to the ring, and the guy had lost the match like the year before where he got body slammed on some fire, and he was actually unconscious when it happened, so he didn't react to turn the fire off fast enough, so he got burnt. So now he's scared of fire, apparently. So Leva tied him up to the ropes and then got a lighter and was acting like she was going to set his beard on fire, so he started screaming, "I quit," and stuff. So she won the match. And then when she came back up, because they'd have to climb up the other side of the staircase, and there was like a little area on top of the bar where all the wrestlers hung out. So she was going up there, so I went over there to give her a high five, and then she gave me a hug and was asking me if I was okay. And I was like, well, you knocked the shit out of me, but I'll live. And it was, like I say, it was awesome. So I enjoyed getting jacked up by Leva Bates during the match. That was awesome. And then we went to go eat at some wing place after. And then I almost killed myself and Leva Bates after dinner. Because, like I say, it was raining and it was dark. And we were in some area of downtown Austin I'd never been in, where this place was. So she told me to turn on the street to go to the airport. So I start to turn on the street. And like I say, it's dark and raining. And I see what I think is the curb. So I turned, but it wasn't the curb. It was a fucking medium. So I turned too soon. It was going the wrong fucking way. And there's fucking cars coming fucking right at us. I was like, oh, my fucking God, dude. So I fucking spun the car around. And luckily, we didn't die that night. But, yeah, I almost killed myself on Leva Bates on the way to the airport. So, but it was also two nights of wrestling.
She's in car accidents in the ring, and you almost got her in a real one. Bravo.
Yeah, well, my quick reflex to save the day of, luckily, she'll probably never ride with me in the car again, but yeah.
Wow. If your reflexes saved the day, if yours, imagine what.
Yeah, well, luckily the cars that were coming our way were at a red light, so they were. So we didn't die, but it was a close call. But like I say, it was dark and raining, and I just saw the medium. I thought it was a curve, so I turned all the way to it. I was like, oh, fuck me. But anyway, but yeah, it was an awesome two nights of fucking indie wrestling and shit. So that's what I was up to this past weekend.
Are you going to watch the Rumble?
Yeah, I still haven't gotten tickets for it yet. By the way, somebody got announced for the NXT special, so, you know, you need to call this person and tell them to hook a brother up.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. I'll ask Trips. I'll ask Hunt. Hey, Hunt. Hey.
Hunt doesn't want anything to do with the website after Brian Alvarez had to fuck everything up yesterday. Or the day before.
I didn't hear that. You got to tell me that story.
Okay, this is what happened. Triple H is doing a press tour, right? He's not doing interviews. Right. He's doing a press tour to promote that Penguin movie where he's a penguin. All right, so
okay.
Basically,
this is the first time hearing of such topics, but I enjoy it already. Let's go.
Yeah, it's one of those penguin cartoon movies, and Triple H and Cena and a bunch of other people are penguins, and I guess they're wrestling penguins. Right, so he's doing the press tour to promote this DVD, so all these different people are getting limited time.
All right.
And so fucking they get him on, and then Brian goes, oh, we'll talk about the DVD later. Mistake number one. You should have fucking plugged it first. So he starts asking him questions, and the questions are, first it starts off, what should we call you, Triple H, Hunter, whatever. And then the second question was, I'm watching Nitro from 19 years ago, and you and Sean came out with barbecue gear and that shit, right? Which okay, he defended those questions saying they were segue questions to lead to other questions. If you only have 10 minutes, why the fuck are you asking segue questions to lead to another question? Why don't you just ask the fucking question that you want, right? And cut the filler bullshit. So that's mistake number two. Okay, so whenever WWE guys do these interviews, there's a fucking PR rep on the line listening to make sure everything is legit and the way they want it to be. So this dude's hearing him talk about fucking Nitro from Raw from 20 years ago, totally blowing off the movie. So the guy goes, oh, we have to interrupt. We're going to have to cut the interview short and stuff. So they go straight to Triple H plugging the DVD himself because Brian was too stupid to do it. So that's mistake number three. And then he had to edit that guy interrupting off of the interview because it was a pre-taped interview. So then WWE's pissed off because, okay, we gave you him for one fucking reason, you blew it off, and they had to do it themselves, right? And so, you know, Triple H is probably like, who is this fucking idiot or whatever? And WWE, he said that WWE sent him an angry email about it. And stuff. So, and then so he tries to defend himself. Oh, we had limited time, and then the time got cut. Well, the time got cut because you blew off the fucking plug for the DVD at the beginning. Had you plugged the DVD at the beginning, they probably would have been nice and answered a few questions, right? And if you only have limited time, like I say, why the fuck are you asking segue questions? Why are you wasting fucking time with filler bullshit to get to what you want to ask? You only got 10 fucking minutes. So he's trying to defend that. It's like, no, dude. And then he fucking kind of came out the next day on the 30th. He said, oh, well, they sent me a letter saying it was okay and they, you know, everything was all right, which is probably bullshit. And then it's funny because then Dave fucking posts, and without trying to, he totally buried Brian because he explained why they cut the interview short, and basically everything he said is what fucking Brian did to get the interview fucking cut short. And then he realized what he did, and then he posted later, oh, this wasn't about Brian. Well, maybe he didn't mean it about Brian, but it totally described fucking Brian that day. So everybody's pissed off. So I was not pissed off, but I wanted to fucking troll him on Facebook and stuff. So I talked about how he fucked up and then plugged the DVD and Triple H had to do it, which is a good reason to be fucked and pissed off at him. Other people are pissed off because he didn't ask the hard questions and stuff, but
which was
even, you know, why did you do a tribute to Jimmy Snuka or some bullshit like that, which would have ended the interview just as quick, if not quicker. So, I mean, I don't blame him for not asking hard questions because it's not the type of interview to ask hard questions. It's the type of interview to do what they want, score brownie points. Maybe you'll get some more interviews in the future and shit. So Brian just totally fucked this whole thing up left and fucking right, dude. And I'm sure he's all pissed off about all the criticism, but honestly, he deserves it. I mean, it was a press tour to promote the DVD. Now, yes, he promoted the DVD throughout the show. They're not listening to the show. They don't know that. They're only listening to what Triple H fucking did, and the first thing they hear, oh, we'll talk about the DVD later. And then he never brings it up. They have to do it themselves. So tell me, I mean, do you think, what would you be thinking if you're like, you're Vince McMahon and you have Triple H go on to promote this fucking DVD and the dude totally is a dick about it and doesn't promote it? You'd be pretty pissed off about it too, you know? So Brian just made himself look like a fucking rank ass amateur, unprofessional fucking blogtalkradio.com host or something, dude. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, he blew it, dude, in more ways than one. I mean, why would you want to piss WWE off when they're nice enough to give you triple fucking
I
want to
defend Brian here. I know no, you're shocked. You. I want to defend Brian
you're,
here.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole.
And say, I'll bet Brian had a plan, and I don't know anything of his side of the story. So I'd like to just hear both sides before I pass judgment. And quite frankly, I don't give a fuck enough to investigate. So I just assume Brian had some sort of plan.
I really don't give a fuck, but it's an excuse for me to rip and bury Brian for being a dumbass. So, you know, I jumped on it as fast as I could.
Oh, duh. That was the last 10 minutes. Yeah, Brian so, I got an email from Brian that said, I asked him about sausages for you. I just rolled my eyes. I was like, I have no fucking clue what that sentence is. It's completely out of context.
Yeah, well, see, he can't take no blame himself. He's throwing the blame on you for fucking something he had nothing to do with. But you know,
I probably did.
So yeah, anytime I can jump on Brian and explain how he's a dumb fucking asshole, I'm gonna do it. So that was, I actually enjoyed that day. That was a great day. Oh man. So
you're lucky Brian allows for one troll in his life. He'll just cut you off altogether now that he has a daughter. He's got to be wary of Uncle Ed.
Yeah.
Wanting to come visit.
Yeah, well, he's not coming to fucking Mania, so.
He's not, for sure?
That's what he said.
Oh, yeah.
He might change his mind last minute. Yeah. He might change his mind last minute, but as of now, he's not. So right now, it's me and you. We're the stars of this fucking thing, and which sucks because I know you're going to embarrass us and somehow, you know, ruin everything. Hopefully I can get some time.
I'm going to hide the hotel room, motherfucker. You're going to see me.
Hopefully I can get Filthy Tom to show up, even though he's mad at me because I talked shit about him being on the Christmas show, because he fucked up the Christmas show. So, anyway.
Filthy Tom is, I turned a corner on Filthy Tom's audios. I really enjoy them nowadays. I thought the Christmas added a tremendous amount to the Christmas show.
I enjoy his regular radio show. I do, and I like the dude. I met the dude, hung out with him. But the thing I like about the Christmas show is I like Vinny, and you get a different side of Vinny on the Christmas show because he's not pissed off talking about wrestling, and that's my favorite part of just hearing a different Vinny. And Filthy Tom just fucking wouldn't shut the fuck up and make the whole show about himself, and it just kind of like wasn't what I wanted to hear, basically. So I did not enjoy the. I mean, he was funny at times. He said like the Predator shit was funny.
Yeah,
and so yeah.
Was
Granny.
I was gonna say that was some funny shit he did.
Yeah, I mean that was funny, but like as a whole, you know what I mean? I didn't get what I want from the Christmas show, so it was his fault. So I blame him on that. So,
okay, fine.
So he's
fine,
mad at
fine.
Me because I criticized the Christmas show.
I couldn't tell if he was he in the room or was he in Los Angeles? I couldn't tell where the fuck he was.
I thought, somebody had posted a photo of him, like, passed out on a couch. So I thought he was, but I'm pretty sure he was in Vegas and just did it over the phone.
If he did it over the phone, that was some damn fine audio. You thought it sounded weird?
I didn't think it sounded weird. I just thought that's what I just assumed was that he was doing it over the phone.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know what? Because there was a time when they're like, Tom, where'd he go? Did we lose him? So, yeah, that's right. He must have been on the phone. He must have just been on like a Skype or something.
Yeah. So hopefully I can get him to show up even though he's mad at me for saying he sucked on the Christmas show.
He'll be there. He loves wrestling too much.
Yeah. So and then I got me two extra seats for WrestleMania. So hopefully this year, besides Leva Bates, I'll have Leva Bates and Mia Yim hanging out with me if they're not booked on other shows that day. So. I'm looking forward to Orlando. I'll be there, everybody, unlike Brian Alvarez. I care about the members of the website, unlike Brian Alvarez.
And you cared enough to put up with some bullshit for the SummerSlam deal too. You caught hell for that for no reason.
Oh, you're not even on Facebook. You didn't even know half of it. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, so
I
hopefully it's calmed down now, and the people who are angry, they might go to Vegas in July themselves and have their own little thing, which is fine. Have fun. I'm all for it. Just leave me the fuck alone, goddammit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even Granny stood up for me, and you know how Granny always gives me a hard time.
Yeah. You don't ever catch a guilt trip. You just catch shit.
Yeah. Granny told everybody, shut up.
Yeah.
I had to thank Granny on the Facebook page for that. That was awesome. But I think it's a good idea. And I got to give Coughlin credit for coming up with the idea. So this year, the 4W Wrestling Observer Vegas Convention is in conjunction with HalfGuarded.com. That'll make Dad happy me saying that.
Cover it up. Nazi week.
I might have to reconsider taking that in conjunction. I don't want to be associated with no Nazis. But, yeah, so basically the Vegas Convention.
Even finish the idea.
Don't even want to think of what the idea is. It's going to be a picture of you with a Hitler stash doing Sieg Heil on the cover of the fucking website, dude. I might have to ban you from the show.
You don't know. You're just going to have to tune in every day. You're going to have to check in every day at halfguard.com to see when Nazi Week is going to start.
Yeah. But enough of Nazi Week. Nobody wants to talk about Nazis. The Vegas Convention is going to be basically the weekend of SummerSlam and Super China Buffet Day. So we'll be in Vegas for that. And the plan is to get a suite to watch NXT. And if there's enough interest, I'm going to call a movie theater and see if we can rent out a theater, which I know they do. I know movie theaters do that. The question is, would they be able to get SummerSlam? And I'm thinking if someone took their laptop, they could just hook it up to the thing and we could just watch the network. So it should be doable. You know, it's still too far away to call the theaters now,
well,
but that's kind of the plan.
I'm sure
that'd
movie
awesome.
Theaters run on the, you just hook it up to the thing and that's all you do. I'm sure that's how they, this super high-tech, high-definition lenses operate.
No, I have no clue, but there are movie theaters that do show UFC or WWE, so hopefully it's doable. I'll see if I can figure it out. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Of course it's doable, but they'd have to do it. Like, it would have to be like a Regal Cinema. I'll bet a theater is doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's that sort of event. Yeah, I mean, you in fact, you can. I know there's a website you can look up. It's got all the web wrestling pay per views, like where you can see them, like bar by bar, and that oftentimes has movie theaters.
Or I could just tell the movie theater to buy the pay per view and then show it on the thing. So I'll figure it out somehow.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping my piss isn't coming out on the air, so couldn't hold it no more. I am sitting in a toilet and not a sink like you used to do back in the day.
Man, I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, right. You're married now. Your wife will beat the shit out of you. She thought you doing that shit.
Not for real. I mostly go in the backyard. I'm in a pretty wooded area.
Well, I'm sure everyone's excited to hear about our pissing techniques, so.
Yeah,
but
I know.
We'll go ahead and move. And then we'll go munch out somewhere in Vegas at a super buffet or Super Channel Buffet Day before SummerSlam. So it should work out. And hopefully
it's
we'll get a good
crowd. It's
going to
be a fun time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Pot's legal there, so I don't give a fuck if it's just me and you. I'm going to have fun.
Fuck yeah, man. That's about damn time.
Now, if it's me, you, and Rodney, that might suck because Rodney will just take all the fun and just add all the suckiness to the air. So, you know, that's the only thing that could ruin it is Rodney.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's thrilled now that Trump's in charge. So
I saw,
he's finally got it.
I saw
the Republicans did it.
Yeah, and he was one of the few people, I'm sure, that was standing out there for the inauguration. I haven't heard from him all day, so that's what I'm assuming he did. He's out hanging out with all the Trump supporters.
Yeah.
And stuff.
What do you mean, few people?
There wasn't hardly anybody there.
I know.
Yeah.
But
Rodney and his
joke.
Buddies. Yeah. So.
Well, listen, I'm cashing out. Thanks for having me on this week. And you guys can check me out at Peace Machine on Twitter. What?
I said we only got 4 minutes to go anyway. You can't do another four minutes.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's fine.
Asshole. No, I don't want to do it now anyway. Fuck you. You just ruined the whole show.
That's why
everyone
check out.
Yeah. Everyone check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download the streamer show at AngryMarks.com along with a lot of other shows. You can also download the streamer show at BlogTalkRadio.com/Couture and older shows at BlogTalkRadio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio.
Do you have that written down on a card in front of you?
No. I'm smart. I can remember that.
You can find me at Peace Machine on the Twitter, or at Parking Cone on Twitter, or at Chairman of Guam on Twitter. Yeah, that's right. I got a bunch of stupid accounts. I write for halfguarded.com. Oh, yeah, hendosfoodblog.com, or just Twitter. And check out my writings over at halfguarded.com. And don't forget, coming up soon, you know what week. It's going to be radical. Check in every day.
This is going to be like the 1 week where nobody actually goes to that website. Coffin's going to be like, we're going to have to shut it down. Peace Machine fucked it all up.
No, I'm telling you, this is going to be the greatest promotional tool ever. All I need to do is get Donald Trump to tweet one thing about a super racist thing happening on a website. Well, it's not going to be racist. It's going to be reverse. You know, it's going to be lampooning.
All right. So as soon as we get off the phone here, you need to go to the meetup section of the board, and I posted the dinner information, so you can just copy and paste that to the update tomorrow or whenever.
Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, then. So I guess we can get the fuck out of here. And
right,
I played your stupid song for you, and then you were late, and you didn't get to hear the whole damn thing. Luckily for you, I'm a nice guy, and I'm going to play it right now.
Awesome. Thanks, bro. Fucking asshole, bitch. Fucking fucking asshole. You go through all the pain inside. You say your life has gone so fast. And it goes too fast. Yeah. Oh, so I don't want to really care. Yeah, go up, thanks, I'm checking it out. Turn and stop.